Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning we are continuing our conversation about the Farm Service Administration. In this segment, I'm talking with Steve Sanders. Steve's the Associate Director, Information Technology Services Division in the FSA. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Earlier in our conversation, Mr. Little talked about modernizing FSA systems so that they would be web-enabled. He mentioned that the FSA is working on a project known as MIDAS. Could you provide us an overview of the objectives of MIDAS?
Sure. You know, MIDAS, which is Modernize and Innovate the Delivery of Agricultural Systems, is one of a couple of initiatives we have going on to modernize the whole approach that FSA delivers its services to our customers, farmers, ranchers, and business customers that relate with what we do. Basically, the objectives are consistent with the President's management agenda to provide an electronic government channel, business channel, delivery channel, electronic government services so that the general public can do business with the agency. So we are in the process of developing information technology systems similar to what people have seen with eBay and Amazon.com to do our business processes too.
What were the drivers that led to the project?
Well, for some time now, the federal government has been interested in becoming more citizen-centered, and it's actually through those initiatives that all of the federal government and the Farm Service Agency and the Department of Agriculture have taken on providing citizens direct access to benefits and having information technology systems changed so that they can transact business with us from home. And that's the whole purpose.
As the services become web-enabled, I mean, we like to think this will lead to some improvements. Could you describe how the web enablement improves the process?
Sure. What we found, because of electronic funds transfer and the ability that the Treasury Department has given us in that arena, is with the web-based systems, the time that our clients had traditionally logged or traditionally taken for benefits to be received dramatically gets cut. So one of the things Mr. Little talked about was the program benefits that the agency provides and our ability to provide those within 48 to 96 hours now, down from traditional business processes that sometimes took 2 to 3 weeks.
And how about in terms of the back offices that supports the processes?
We're going to work on that too, because our service center employees need to have different processes to do their work also. Most of those electronic linkages, Paul, are coming with private industry partners that we do business with. So there are co-ops, there are banking institutions, many different agricultural businesses all across the United States that FSA links with, and the web-based systems provide those corporations, co-ops, and other business entities kind of direct electronic linkage to connect with us and to share data in more efficient ways than they ever were able to do before.
Were there any management challenges working with that larger group?
Oh, well, we faced management challenges, Paul, all the time with that, because one of the things that is happening with this web-based system enablement is that the client base that the information technology systems now must serve is expanding about threefold into clients that typically the interaction has been a paper-based interaction. And so the client experience of a paper-based transaction wasn't typically anything we concerned ourselves with. So now, in providing these web-based systems, we have a whole new client base that we're learning about and providing service to.
Can you give us a sense of the time frame when MIDAS will be operational and when farmers can expect to conduct more transactions online?
Earlier this year, this particular calendar year, the Secretary of Agriculture announced a major initiative to provide USDA customer statements. And Mr. Little talked about that just a little bit. For you and me, we would think it's really a pretty simple thing, because when I go to my private bank and look at my checking account, banks already give us online access to review the transactions and checks that have cleared like that. And USDA's customer statement is that same type of review, only it's a review of the benefits that all the agencies in the Department of Agriculture have paid someone. So that process came online earlier this summer. In September, we started another initiative, which is associated with our price support activities and loan deficiency payments, where farmers have direct access to request loan deficiency payments now online, provided they have the appropriate credentials and they've gone to their local service centers and indicated their interest in conducting electronic business. So there are a couple steps, but once that's done, they have that ability now too. The major parts of the MIDAS program are scheduled to be online the latter part of calendar year 05 and the beginning of calendar year 2006. Most of the MIDAS initiative is timed in our support of the new Farm Bill legislation that Mr. Little referenced to. So the real push is for us to have web-based systems available to our clients when the next farm legislation gets passed by Congress.
Could the approach you've used to MIDAS be used to modernize systems and services in other agencies and departments?
I would say absolutely, because we've made a real conscious effort, Paul, to focus on best business practices for business process reengineering. We have done our best to leverage some of the Office of Management and Budget's guidance on federal enterprise architecture approaches and have had a whole attention on holistic business process redesign, which has been very cross-cutting to the agency and certainly a whole new way of looking at our business processes that before this modernization project began, we, like many other federal organizations, were very stovepiped and very constrained in our thinking and didn't necessarily take our customers' point of view into account. So absolutely, the approach we're taking is applicable to many, many other areas of federal and state government work.
The way you described it makes it almost sound easy, but it actually is very hard. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone who was undertaking a project like that?
Well, one thing that's very important is that the business need get defined, because you always have to keep people engaged and excited and interested in the future. You know, it's actually the future vision that keeps people motivated to continue to work, because there's a point where it's just really focused, intense rethinking and work that has to be done. And if people lose sight of where you're going, the efforts kind of die away. So we've done a lot of work on defining the vision, defining the charter for the project, keeping everyone focused on what the end goal is so that they'll work and go forward. Very important to a project like this. And then the other part of it is, when it comes to the business best practices, our vendor partners have absolutely been critical in moving that forward, because they've brought skill sets in that our own employees and our own agency hasn't had. So leveraging the private sector and using those business practices has been one of the keys.
There's a lot of interest in government and technology today, so I'm curious, Steve, what advice would you give a person interested in doing technical work with the federal government?
Well, there's a couple of things. Certainly working in the public sector, you do have a direct experience of making a difference for people in the United States, and having that motivation to keep going and to improve things for the citizenry, really, is what it's about. That's one thing. So that motivation is there. The other thing I would say is that communication, leadership, having an understanding of change management is important. I actually brought one of my most favorite books with me today, one that's called Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. It's a reference that I've used many times throughout the MIDAS project to keep me focused on how business approaches keeping their eye on the future state that they want to cause. There is this transition that occurs from the way business was done to the way business needs to be done in the future. And it is a very unique skill set to manage in between those two organizational cultures, really, because one of the things we're finding with this web-based enablement to our business processes is that people have to approach things from a whole different point of view. Just like when Amazon.com and eBay came online, folks didn't think anybody'd sell books over the web. And now millions and millions of books and business transactions are now being done as people get more and more comfortable with it. So knowing about change, knowing about paradigms, knowing about how to lead people through those transitions, being willing to look at new technologies, do a little bit of research on your own, all those kind of things contribute to the skill set that technical professionals now in the federal government are needing to bring.
That'll have to be our last question. Thank you, Steve, for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Jim Little, Administrator, and Steve Sanders, Associate Director, Information Technology Services Division, both of the Farm Service Administration. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.